Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva Need a
Akiva, all alone in his hotel, while he waits for the old word, eating food in his bed. After 2 years of his constant procrastinating, he will finally watch cats sing.
Yes!
I shed a tear.
Finally! It's happening! What the jellicle did I just watch?
I do think, I have a note that says jellicles, like the word jellicle is the worst word I think has ever been invented. It like makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a
worst word tournament ever on 32 Fans? A worst word draft?
We talked about it. But Chester's words were so bad in the best word tournament that he may have already like spoiled the worst word tournament.
Episode 162. We're talking cats. That's right.
Yeah, I think we procrastinated. We pushed this off for essentially 3 years from or 2 years and change, but from December 2019. Mm-hmm. That song was beautiful.
Thank you.
I was crying a little bit. I mean, that would have been the best song in the movie Cats. That's
sure. Here we are. Mm-hmm. After many, in case you're just joining us, that some time ago.
This is your first episode.
This is your first episode. Mm-hmm. So we had a thing called Better Attend, right? This is like the backstory. And
yeah,
we
were supposed to four times.
Go see like the worst movie
in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I don't know that there was like a point where then were we supposed to be punished or what? Or Addison Mueller called into a Rob has a patron cast and said, you should watch Cats. And I said, I think I said to him, if you can get 500 signatures on change.org, we'll watch Cats. We'll put Cats on the wheel. And I believe you rejected it. You said that is not canon.
Not canon. But I think like the Punishment Council.
Yeah.
Who we haven't mentioned a couple of years. Like they punished us with watching this movie.
Yes.
But we're the bad boys of podcasting. We said no.
Yes.
Like, take your punishment and at least postpone it.
So it went into the crappy movie diaper, which probably should be the crappy movie litter box today.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Movie litter box.
And then got pulled randomly this past week. And here we are talking about 2019's Cats.
It's what everyone's talking about these days. A podcast 3 years in the making. And I can't believe we waited this long to watch this fine film.
What a movie! What a movie! What a weird.
You're asking that like a question. We don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. More of a vibes movie than a plot movie.
Yeah, there's no plot at all. It is just vibes. It's all vibes. But the vibes, not always great.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva, I wish we had somebody here that whose last name was Katz.
I mean, I could have found you 10 cats. You had just given me a day's notice. Like, that's one thing I could get. If you need, like, I don't know. The rock, like, I don't know. What, I don't know. If there's certain names you could probably better procure and better names than I could probably procure. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, Akiva, first of all, I guess before we talk about the cats of it all, how are you doing?
I'm great. You referenced eating in my bed. Did I say this on this podcast? Would that come up on a
different show? I think that was on 32 Fans.
It might have been NGOG, actually.
I'm pretty sure it was when you were talking to Chester and talking about how you were eating hamburgers in your bed.
I haven't been doing as much bed eating. I feel bad for like the poor people who come in to make my bed. If it's like, imagine you come in like, all right, I'm doing my job. And then there's just like a hamburger. There's just like a war zone on somebody's bed. Like, I'm trying to avoid that, you know?
They probably thought, well, boy, this guy knows how to party.
That there's one lone hamburger in the bed.
This is like,
should I try and
this,
like set up?
Is this Tommy Lee's hotel room?
Should I try and set it up more that like there was other people in there, like, make it, like maybe like two sets of silverware or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I did. I ordered in food last week and I got four forks and I was like, no, this is just for me. That's a level when you get four forks, like four separate silverware.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good in case you dropped one.
Yeah, but the idea that they think I'm eating for four, it's like, you know, I'll take that compliment.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Last week, last time out, we did a crossover edition with the Hot Dummies on Islands. We talked about season 3, episode 7. I heard positive reviews. People said, I love hearing Akiva talk about Too Hot to Handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a great time with Kirsten, who was kind enough to invite her on her show, and we invited her on our show or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that show. Now, I wouldn't, again, like, I've already forgot everything I watched.
Yeah.
And I
watched the season finale of Too Hot to Handle.
Finale, but I assume that the primary couple lived happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Akiva, Cats was not as easy to find as I thought. I could have sworn Cats was going to be on HBO Max. It's almost they don't want you to see this movie.
They shouldn't. I mean, it was like that has started since almost day one. They like revoked the screeners, took down the website, like the four-year consideration website for the awards.
Mm-hmm.
And so from day one, I think they've been trying to like not, it's not like completely hidden. I'm sure it has been streaming. I think it was streaming on HBO Max. Either like maybe it's starting today or something, or it used to be. But
mind of Andrew Lloyd Webber, it's the movie they don't want you to see. Cats.
Honestly, that would be. I do wonder if it'll become a cult classic like that. I bought this on YouTube for $4.
Yeah, I have same. I do Amazon Prime $3.99.
Yeah, I mean, nothing comes with Amazon Prime. I accidentally bought 3 months of Amazon Prime. And
I think something comes with it. I think you could watch Fleabag.
You can watch Fleabag for, so it's $6.99 a month to watch Fleabag.
You can watch Fleabag and I don't know. I think there's like some other show.
Like the John Krasinski is like the Tom Clancy movie. Jack Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it.
I'm trying to think if I've
watched. And then they had the show that, if the Germans won World War II.
Oh yeah. I was out on that.
Yeah.
But people like that. Oh, Man in the High Castle. Is that done?
I feel like it was, I watched the first season and it was like back at a time where like the world wasn't already like dystopic enough where I was like, okay, let me check this out. And then the second season, and I watched the first episode. I couldn't remember who anybody was from the first season because it was like a year later. And then I don't know if they ever did more seasons.
It looks like they did four, but
four seasons.
Yeah. Four seasons in a movie.
Oh my God. What do you think happened?
They probably got to World War III at that point. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of the show. Mm-hmm. You watch Yellow Jackets?
No.
Okay.
I know.
I've been liking the Yellow Jackets.
You watch that?
Yeah, I watch it every night before I go to sleep, but I pulled the move where like I was sort of sleepy one night and I watched it. The next night I watched it about 27 minutes into the episode. I said, oh, this is the one I watched last night.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Then you know it really well. Yeah, I watch Euphoria.
You do?
Yeah.
What is that, so you could keep abreast of like what the kids are watching?
Well, I've watched the first episode and I was like, finally a show for me, a show that gets me. Yeah.
Yes. It basically Euphoria. I mean, I don't think we could sue them, but essentially they're stealing your high school experience.
Yeah. Yes. Many of my, many of my stories. Yeah. But anyway, let's go back to Cats. The interesting thing about Cats, I'm on the IMDb of Cats, and it's a wild IMDb. You know, we're the IMDb bags. We talk about a lot of stuff on IMDb. It seems like many of the stars of Cats are not on the IMDb page of Cats. And I had been wondering, I asked even Sam Moore, I said, could stars like say like, hey, like, get me off of that page. And he said, no, it's impossible.
So you're saying there are uncredited celebrities.
Look at the
movie.
IMDb.
Are you sure?
I'm
a little bit more of a Wikipedia guy. So I was like, okay, following.
Go to IMDb. Top cast. Like, they are like not billed.
All right. So the two stars of this movie, and they should honestly be the two stars of every movie. James Corden and Dame Judi Dench.
Can we officially say that we're more of a Helen Mirren podcast than a Dame Judi Dench podcast?
I'm out on Judi Dench after this.
Yeah.
And her agent, I mean, obviously should be fired, and Sean McCannon. That's so weird. So the top, so like the
like it's, I guess if you go to like additional cast, like maybe like that there's a way that like the agent could call up like, hey, get us off top cast. We don't want bury us. Put us last in the order.
Buried. The lowest ranked person basically with a picture on IMDb is, spoiler, Taylor Swift, who's, you know, obviously the most famous person in here. Anybody who got themselves, I mean, like Idris Elba, unfortunately, like, you know, he's in the credits, like, unfortunately for him, you know, we like Idris Elba, but unfortunately he was stuck with this. Jason Derulo, he deserves to be in this movie. But yeah, some of the, yeah, James Corden,
like Rebel Wilson is hidden.
Ian
McKellen is hidden.
The least annoying Rebel Wilson.
Jennifer Hudson. I didn't know was in this until I saw in the credits, because I was watching and I'm looking at the IMDb the whole movie.
You were, of course, watching this on 1X, and you were like, wow, I've been watching the whole thing, haven't missed a second. Jennifer Hudson, no spoilers, but she's sort of like the big winner at the end of the movie.
Yeah, well, excuse me, like, I didn't know this was like the Masked Singer. I didn't recognize her in her Cat costume.
I honestly wouldn't have recognized Taylor Swift, and I'm Facebook.
Like, I don't have Puya and Liana and Jenny McCarthy to help me here guess who everybody was.
Puya, Liana, is that the panel now? If you told me that was a panel of Masked Singer, I believe you.
Yep.
I think, so I didn't know who was who. Ironically, I think like the sort of star, if there is one, is not someone I was familiar with or super famous. Francesca Hayward. Do you know her?
No, I know Francesca from Too Hot to Handle season one.
Okay. And what about from Survivor and Clubhouse?
I don't know if you want to be from Clubhouse these days.
Well, I think she's like their last star. People said they'd promote her. But I think she's a ballerina who's like not famous. I guess if you're in the ballerina world, she's probably very famous. If you're on ballerina Twitter, she's probably like
ballerina Twitter. Sure.
The biggest stars, but yeah. I've never heard of her.
So some other interesting notes from the IMDb page. There is a section called user reviews.
Okay.
They have some top review says strong contender for the worst film ever made. In 25 years, this film will have a weird cult following, and an aged James Franco will make a meta film about it. Until then, it will remain universally regarded as an utter shambles. 331 people found that helpful.
Are they predicting that James Franco will be uncanceled 25 years from now? Feels unlikely.
Maybe a different James Franco.
Yes, James Franco Jr.
John Franco's son.
Yes.
That's James, right. The famous filmmaker.
Yes.
Yeah. Then also, like, there's a section called storyline. And then under storyline, they have like commonly used tags under storyline.
Yeah.
And so here are some of the tags that are there. Okay. The tags include elderly people.
Okay.
Worst picture Razzie winner.
Okay, that's
movie flop. Dancing.
Yeah, that's in there.
Uncanny Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Female protagonist. So this is a film about women supporting women. Okay.
I will say this. If singing counts, then this passes the Bechdel test.
Yes. Yes.
There's no talking in this movie, but if singing or rhyming counts, then
yeah. Was there a love interest? No. Kind of. Like there were like two cats that like touch noses. That's how cats kiss, right?
Oh, I didn't know if that's how. I don't know. That's
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Other tags include railroad track.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And troubled production. And yeah, furry.
Furries. Okay. I read in the trivia that the visual effects people had 6 months to make the trailer and then 4 months to make the movie.
Yeah.
So it says visual effects artists were spending 90-hour weeks and even sleeping under the desks in some cases to get the film done on time.
They slept under the desks like real cats?
Like real cats. They were like the Daniel Day-Lewis of visual effects artists. They were trying to get into the minds of the cats.
Into the mind of the cats, yeah.
Yes. This time crunch, along with a cantankerous working relationship between the visual effects team and Tom Hooper, at the root of the problems with the film, according to the article.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be animated. Then Tom Hooper, who's the director, decided to make a live action movie. Andrew Lloyd Webber, who the genius behind the play Cats,
the Broadway musical hit Cats,
mm-hmm, had nothing to do with the making of the film. He said after this movie he was so disgusted. Do you know what he did?
What did he do?
He went out and he bought a dog.
Is that true?
Yes. He's over cats. He hates cats now. That's how bad this movie is. It ruined his life.
Wow. This film, I don't know necessarily. There should be a warning on the film that starts off like, if you are under the influence of narcotics,
mm-hmm,
you need to turn this movie off immediately.
Why? What do you think would happen?
I think you would just, like, your brain would explode.
I don't know. Maybe it would make you fall asleep.
I don't think so. I mean, they should have an episode of Euphoria where they watch Cats and mm-hmm. I don't know. It wouldn't be good for Rue. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yeah. Rue, sure. I like also in the trivia, it says Anne Hathaway and Rihanna were considered for parts in the movie.
Sure.
Like, did they even say in this?
Anne Hathaway can sing. Yeah, sure. Rihanna, I mean, which would be great. No, which part? Which part she would be considered for. Akiva, I want to talk about the world of the cats.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. In the world of the cats, are there people?
Don't we see like one person towards the end?
Was there a person? Is there a person?
I think we see like one person.
What do you see? Like their leg?
No, I think we see like a person.
You see a person?
For like a second.
Yeah.
At the end. Well, the movie, like most of it, is a musical where they just explain their names and why they're called their names.
Right. Right. There's a lot of like, okay, meet this cat. And I'm like, all right, better pay attention. This is about to be an important character. Like, all right. Oh, James Corden. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's Railroad Cat. Okay. He's going to play a part.
Yep. But then what happened?
You just are like, you just meet a bunch of cats.
You just meet a bunch of cats. Like, there's never really, like the first two acts, you're still like an hour 10 into the movie and you're just meeting more cats. And
yeah. It's like, hey, meet this cat. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a test at the end? Why do I have to know so many cats?
Yes. I don't know if they were like, if there was going to maybe just setting it up for a sequel. Like, here's the exposition. Like, we're going to.
They're building out the cat cinematic universe.
The cat cinema, the CMU, and then Cats 2 is really going to like.
I think it would be a CCU.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's where we're going to get like the, what did I say, CMU?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess movie universe. I don't know. But like then the Rum Tum Tugger, like that's where he's going to like actually do something other than just like tell you he's the Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah.
Because most of it, again, it's just explaining like and explaining is not the right word. Cause like, we never really learn like what the Jellicles are or anything. We just, we don't know.
We still don't know what a Jellicle is.
No idea. And that I assume it's going to be like in the final, like let's say the ninth of the ninth of these movies, like the end, they're going to tell.
Yeah. Maybe. And maybe that'll be explored in some of the other like Cats IP TV series or, you know, some other, you know, like, you know, streaming service is going to purchase like the backstory, like young Deuteronomy.
Young dude. Well, yeah. By the way, we jokingly, because Old Deuteronomy was in, I think, one of our Brand Steels, like the fake Survivor seasons.
Okay.
And we called him Old Dude Old Dude the whole time. And then in this movie, she actually gets called Old Dude. I thought we created that nickname. Apparently, we did not.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the Cats cinematic universe is here. And we're learning all about it. I really felt like that the movie could have been, I think, 10 minutes.
Well, it's hard to do all. There's like 15, 20 songs. I don't know how you could have got them all in 10 minutes.
Cut them, because there's only one song that we care about. And I think that the movie should just be like this. There's a solid 10 minutes in the movie Francesca? What's the name of her cat?
She has a cat. She is a cat.
Victoria. Victoria.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Victoria says, here, listen to Glamour Cat. Glamour Cat's about to sing. And they said, oh, really? Okay, good. And then Glamour Cat sings her song and then falls on the floor. And said, that was the best song we ever heard. And then that should have been it. And the credits. That was the movie.
So the whole movie was the one Jennifer Hudson bit, basically.
Yes, one bit.
That's the most famous song.
That was great. Everything else was, I mean, just like, this was like if you had like the thing that's like the laser pointer and we're just like following it around everywhere. Like we're a cat.
Right. Well, the movie's 100 minutes. The first 80 minutes, like we said, are the cats telling you who they are. And then like there's one bad guy. And the bad guy basically like takes Dame Judi Dench away.
Bad guy has magic.
Yeah, the bad guy does magic, but then they unmagic because Mr. Mistopheles.
Mm-hmm.
Who have you ever very heard formal. Of Mr. Mistopheles before this?
I have heard the name. Yeah,
I thought it like it rang a bell. I think that's probably like the second most famous song is probably like the magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Mm-hmm.
After the Jennifer Hudson one, and by the way, Taylor Swift also wrote her own song. Like I guess that. Of course, the Cats musical numbers like are timeless and everybody knows all of them. But they also felt the need to include like Taylor Swift writing her own song instead of singing one of the songs from the play Cats that they grew for 20 years.
Okay. That was fine.
I don't know. Did you? Yeah, I don't think it's like a big hit. I don't think it's probably. If I had to argue, like, is this the best Taylor Swift song of all time?
Do you think that this showed up when Jimmy Fallon's Spotify rap said that Taylor Swift was his most listened to artist of the year? How many times do you think he listened to this song?
It's a good question. How many times did Jimmy Fallon listen to Beautiful Ghosts by Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be single digits. I can't imagine he had double digits on Beautiful Ghosts.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that Jimmy Fallon was a little hot that James Corden got cast in the Singing Cats movie and not him?
At first, furious. Then, like, fires his agent, probably. And then, like, probably has to rehire him after he sees how bad the movie is. I think I misspoke. I think Andrew Lloyd Webber may have had something to do with the movie, but not, like, the directing of the movie.
Yeah.
It sounds like he wrote the song with T-Swift.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Akiva, I want to talk to you about something that I had heard a while back, and I believe this is canon. But there was we've talked about the visual effects with the film, it being like a major issue where they never really settled on it. And I have to be honest, like, it's very unsettling, the whole thing.
Yeah. Whatever the choice they made, I feel like if we had given them 10 choices, this would have been 10 out of 10. Like, they picked the wrong thing.
So I want to bring you to a article from Vanity Fair from April of 2020.
Okay.
That is the headline: Cat's visual effects editor confirms the butthole cut was very real, very terrible. So in an earlier version than what we saw, there was a version of Cats where sometimes, you know how the cat's tail goes up like and they go straight up in the air. And I guess that you could often see the butthole of the cats.
Yeah. So, like, this happened once, and then they said, like, oh, let's keep doing this for the whole movie.
Yeah. So, according to the article, the visual effects team was taken aback when they watched an early version of the film back and realized what was happening, a source recalled. When we were looking at the playbacks, we were like, what the hell? You guys see that? The source told the outlet. We paused it. We went to call our supervisor, and we're like, there's an effing a-hole in there. There's buttholes. It wasn't prominent, but you saw it. And you were just like, what the hell is that? There's an effing butthole in there. It wasn't in your face. But at the same time, if you're looking, you'll see it.
And were there any grown-ups on this set? Like, what's happening?
Well, I don't think it happened on the set. I think they put the buttholes in post.
Oh, they added buttholes?
I think so.
It's shocking.
I think so. And then there's another controversy from the film. Do you know about the Jason Derulo saga?
What, I'm guessing he wanted to sing his name during the song, and they're like, well, that has no place in the movie because you're not even playing Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo, I believe, was also unhappy with some of the visual effects.
The rum-tum-tugger himself?
Yeah. In December of 2019, Jason Derulo claimed that the visual effects team went in and they CGI'd out how hung he was.
So, I mean, he's dressed up as a cat. He's got like a whole big cat uniform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they CGI'd really everybody's, like, no matter what was going on, they CGI'd everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy?
I think they tried to desexualize anything from the cats.
Probably
it got too weird.
Yeah. I mean, we'll save that for the
but
sequel.
But he was mad.
I don't understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wasn't everybody CGI'd?
Everybody was CGI'd, but, you know,
what do you think? Like, you're James Corden. You're on set. What are you wearing? Like, what's the situation?
I think he's wearing like a furry costume. I don't think he's like in like a green screen costume.
So you don't think? So you don't think he's in like a polo shirt and they're just like putting the furry costume on after?
No, I don't think so. I think he's wearing like a cat costume and it was in cat makeup.
They had to go every day, and like that's why, honestly, it's the main reason why I never became like a famous actor.
Because you don't want to wear a costume.
Like a costume and cat makeup for like 4 hours every morning.
Mm-hmm. So you would have passed on Cats. Your agent comes to you.
Yeah. I probably would have fired him for even mentioning it.
Yeah. Well, I think they tell you like, hey, there's a lot of stars in it.
Yeah. It would be hard. Yeah. The agent, like, he doesn't lead with Corden. You know, the agent's like, all right, we got Taylor Swift, and I'm dubious at this point that Taylor Swift's going to be in this thing. Like Idris Elba, you like The Wire, right? Like, yep. Yeah. I'm in on Idris.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll like, you know, if he gets named the next Bond, maybe I'll get a role.
Maybe if it's like, hey, Keith, you want to be in this podcast? We got the Doughboys are going to be in it.
Yeah.
Jordan Kalish.
Mm-hmm. I would be. I would be in Judi Dench. It's so hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
The two JDs, Judi Dench and Jason Derulo, Ian McKellen, Jennifer Hudson. Like they got a crew together.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been hard to say no.
Yeah, So that's what happens. And then it's like everybody gets there. Like, wait, hold on. Is this a trap?
This has to be the end of the, so the director's Tom Hooper, who directed The King's Speech, which mm-hmm. I think also probably like stunk, but people pretended it was good. Mm-hmm. And what else did he make? But like, this has to be the end of his career.
Hmm.
Right. I would have to assume that he's never made anything again and probably never will.
So Tom Hooper, he has last directed Cats. He has not been given another.
Yeah, he made the 2012 Les Mis, which was like the worst Les Mis
ever.
Yeah, the worst one ever. The Danish Girl and Cats. So for, mm-hmm. I mean, he may have been the wrong choice. That may have been like their first mistake.
Yeah.
Was the Hoop Man.
Okay. Akiva, so Old Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Also has some magic. And she can, I guess, what is it, once a year?
Once every year.
Once every year.
And Old Dude is Dame
Judi Dench. She mm-hmm. can make one of the Jellicle, she can have a Jellicle's Choice. This is a Jellicle's Choice award-winning podcast.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yes. And she can make one of the cats be reincarnated? What is she doing?
I think they get an extra life. So
they
like,
get an you know, extra cats, life. So they get 10 lives. Lives. Yeah.
It to me, this seems like the stakes there are low.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was a person, I'd be like, wow, two lives. That's like a bonus extra double life.
Yeah.
Here it's like you get 11% extra life. It seems like it's a coupon almost.
It sounded like, will you be born as a human? Will you be born into the human world if you are the Jellicle Choice?
I mean, are they saying that humans are better and they're superior and like they want to be humans?
Mm-hmm.
Is the point of the movie Cats, we wish we were people?
I think so.
Now, cats, if they're smart, should wish they're people. We're way not to be like racist against cats. We're way better than
the cats are a race, though.
Ugh, I'm going to freaking end up on The View and it's going to get really bad.
So let's see. I'm looking at the Wikipedia plot and I'm trying to see.
Seems like this. Do you think we should have had a cats expert on here? I don't think so.
I mean, Sam, do the cats want to be people? He doesn't know.
So okay. I mean, like, and this, you made an employee watch this movie.
He watched it on his own.
It seems like cruel and unusual punishment.
Mm-hmm.
My impression I got was not that they get to be people. It was that they get like the 10th life.
10th life.
Or like when they maybe after their 9 lives, they get like a whole nother. I mean, do they even mention the 9 lives in this movie? Like maybe that's a myth.
I mean, so here's according to Wikipedia, mm-hmm. Old Deuteronomy named Grizabella. That's Glamour Cat, right?
That's J-Hud. Yeah.
Yeah. AKA the Glamour Cat. Mm-hmm. Names the Jellicle Choice and sends her off to the Heaviside layer in a mm-hmm. chandelier repaired by Mr. Mephistopheles' magic to float like a hot air balloon.
Okay. This part we have no problem with.
Yeah.
But where is she going, basically?
Yeah. What happens to the Jellicle Choice? Maybe.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You can see. Cat's movie ending explained. Okay.
Ask Alexa.
Yeah, this is, but no, don't ask her. She doesn't know anything. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
In the Cats musical movie, the winner of the Jellicle Choice is given a new life. That lucky kitty ascends to the Heaviside layer where it transforms into everything it ever wanted to be. So I think it's like an open-ended ending.
Oh, okay. So it's left to the reader or the listener or the viewer to determine.
Yeah. Do you think actually nothing happens, that it's basically they tell everybody like, oh, you get to go be over, and then you just like float off into space?
So she goes up in the hot air balloon and then she's just dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's
Old
like
Deuteronomy knows choice. What's up. It's not really for her. It's really to keep everybody like, worshiping at the altar of Old Deuteronomy.
Yeah. She's getting her rivals in line. Like, and there's no way to ever really prove.
It's like a dark ending. Like, yeah.
So Old Dude is the bad guy in this movie.
Perhaps.
I don't hate that theory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, if they get an extra life, why are they floating away in a hot air balloon? It doesn't seem like the way I would do it.
Yeah.
But the magical Mr. Mistopheles is like, I guess he made this hot air balloon. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although if it really was, you just like, you just float off into space and then, cease to exist. Like then maybe mm-hmm. like when Idris Elba was like, hey, I should be the Jellicle choice. She's like, okay, fine.
So, like, the movie portrays the bad guys as being Idris Elba and Taylor Swift. And they're, like, they're the ones, like, Idris Elba tries to kidnap old dude. It does kidnap old dude. And then they have to magic her back. Is it possible that Idris Elba's the good guy and he knows that old dude is killing the Jellicles once a year, but with this Jellicle choice? And, like, one day she's going to be like, you know what? Let's do a Jellicle choice every month instead of once a year. And she's just sending her, like, the best rivals, her biggest rivals, up into space, basically killing them.
Yeah.
And he knows, so he's trying to stop her, and he's the good guy. Well, is that possible for the sequel?
It's possible, because I am looking at on cinemablend.com. They have an article about Cats, and they have a What Does the Cats Ending Mean?
Okay.
And yeah, so then, you know, some people say that Grizabel was an old cat. Cat's ending could represent the natural circle of life and death. That's possible. That's one interpretation.
She's not really portrayed like old dude is literally named old dude. Grizabel seems to be like at most a middle-aged cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson actually kind of like, they make her look kind of young in this.
Yeah.
So I'm not totally buying it.
But there are darker theories about what the Heaviside layer could symbolize. Some of those include a ritual sacrifice, which certainly makes Cat's ending less happy. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly why Idris Elba is the good guy in this movie.
Another is that the kitties in Cats are actually in purgatory, and that the Heaviside layer is the real heaven. Do you think the cats were dead the whole time, or that when people die, they actually go to cat purgatory?
So purgatory is
purgatory.
Rob, off the jokes you rewrote for this, you pre-wrote for this podcast, that was up there.
Thank you.
So this movie takes place in London, which now you're saying is London purgatory.
Is London purgatory?
That's, people have been asking that.
Mm-hmm. It's very foggy.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It is true. Like, you don't know which way to go. I think, yeah, I wish, do you think we could get ALW on this podcast and ask him?
I mean, is Andrew Lloyd Webber on Twitter?
That's a good question. I'm going to guess
no. Does he answer fan questions?
Let's see. Andrew Lloyd. I mean, do you think he's better than us? Like, we're on Twitter. We're answering fan questions.
Well, I mean, if they're, you know, short and to the point and polite.
Yeah, yeah. Not like, hey, a quick question, but then it's like six parts. No, at Andrew Lloyd Webber is not on Twitter. I'm more of like an Instagram person.
Yeah. What do you think? Should we get the Twitter handle at Andrew Lloyd Webber? That's probably too many letters.
You think it's too long?
Maybe he's, yeah, I think Andrew Lloyd Webber is too many characters.
What's the max number of letters you can have in a Twitter?
What if you're, what, A.L. Webber? Should we ask Alec Webber?
210,000 followers. I bet this is a fake Andrew Lloyd Webber. Let's see on Instagram. No, Andrew's account is managed by his private office.
Okay, so, I mean, they can answer a question. What is his Twitter?
This is Instagram. Oh. I only found him on Instagram. He's got 210,000 followers. I have a feeling he's not like super into. He wishes us peace and prosperity in the hashtag Year of the Tiger.
Thank you.
And he's celebrating 34 years of Phantom on Broadway.
He's probably answering a lot of Phantom questions.
Probably Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. Does Andrew Lloyd Webber answer fan questions? Let me see real quick.
Are you verified on Instagram? Because I feel like he's more likely to answer.
No, I know. Not?
How do we get Rob verified? Someone
put it
Rob
on the wheel. Put it on the wheel. How do we get Rob verified on Instagram?
It's a good question. Mm-hmm. So he posted his Spotify streams for 2021.
Okay.
And he signed it himself. So is he implying he's posting this? Like 116 million streams, 10 and a half million listeners, 7 million hours, 177 countries. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a year we've had.
Yeah. Is Taylor Swift his most Spotify wrapped artist?
Well, it doesn't, like, if you're the artist, then I think it's the other way. Like, that's your listening stuff.
Is there an Andrew Lloyd Webber subreddit that we could go to for some of these answers?
Question. That's a good question.
Reddit.com/r/ Andrew Lloyd Webber. Is it 1B or 2Bs?
2Bs. You know,
I'm spelling it with 1B.
This shouldn't be that shocking, but I went to Cats Reddit, and it's pictures of cats, not the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that. Is there a cat lover that's out there that's just like listening to this and just like smashing their phone and being like,
I don't think there are cat lovers.
Guys just don't get it. If you know, that cat lovers who get it. And if you don't, no, you don't.
Well, first of all, like, I don't think there's a lot of people who are just like super fans of it. I think it's like ironically terrible. Mm-hmm. Other than it was on Broadway for 27 years. I do think that we've nailed it so far. So I don't think they're going to be mad.
Okay. We've nailed the podcast, or we nailed like getting everything.
Well, like, I think all of our theories are accurate. It does seem like most people think that Jennifer Hudson's dead at the end of the movie.
That she's dead.
But again, she has 8 more lives. Like, who cares?
Hmm. Okay. Here's an article from Vogue about 26 questions I had when I watched the Cats movie.
Okay.
Is this a quiz? Is this a quiz? Like, can you name all the cats? I feel like yeah.
Should we try and name the cats?
Hmm.
There's Mr. Mistopheles, Rum Tum Tugger,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift.
What was the railroad cat?
Oh, Gus, I think.
I don't think it was Gus.
I think it was Gus the railroad cat.
I don't think it was Gus.
Hold on, let me look up.
Let me check my notes here. Was the railroad cat Gus? Shimbleshanks.
Ian McKellen is Gus the cat. he's Ian McKellen. So like every cat has like a
McCavity. McCavity is a cat.
Probably McCavity, I think. McCavity,
yeah. Do cats get cavities? Probably they don't eat a lot of the sweets.
We learn like everyone's job basically in the cat universe. Mm-hmm. None of them are dentists.
Yeah. Now,
like there's a cat who's an actor. I don't know, like, we don't really learn about what. There's a cat who's like very into trains.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a cat who like talking about like he's fat or something.
That's James Corden. Yeah.
And then there's the criminal cat.
Then there's a Rebel Wilson's cat who hangs out with mice.
Yes, and we do see
mice really are taking their lives into their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Very dangerous. So, Akiba, the movie opens with our main cat.
Yeah, our main cat.
Victoria, she's like in a body bag, like thrown out on the street. What the hell was that about?
I think her parents, like, she had human parents and they tossed her.
She had human parents and mm-hmm. they gave birth. They thought they were getting a human baby, but they got a cat and they threw it in the garbage.
Parents, like when someone's like, I'm a dog mom, like stuff like that. Like they're not literal, like she was birthed out of like, you know, like she like lived with them and then they didn't want her anymore. So they got rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
Not like an actual mom.
Okay.
You don't have a dog, do you?
No, not yet.
Oh, because people, are you getting a dog?
We're getting a dog.
Oh, because people said you should name Rob's puppy, and I thought they were joking.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you want to name it? McCavity?
No, like we should do an episode naming the puppy. We didn't mention this, but
family will love that.
I know. Your kids probably won't like it. Like Nicole probably, first of all, imagine how much she'll hate this dog if it's named by Renap. Mm-hmm. Probably won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're like, no. You name it Renap could walk the dog.
Yeah.
I do think we should mention that after we talk about this fine film, we're going to name a listener's cat in the second part of this.
Does podcast. It have to be a name from cats?
It doesn't have to be. We got hundreds of suggestions already. I said it before an hour ago because it's a well-prepared podcast and I remembered right before we went on air.
Mm-hmm.
But suggestions are pouring in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Akib, what was your favorite part of the movie?
I'd say when I realized that it was only an hour 32 and not an hour 40 and the last 8 minutes were credits.
A lot of credits.
I was very excited because I thought I had, like, it was 2:30 in the morning. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to stay up for 8 more minutes. Nope, it's over. Here's the Taylor Swift song. No, but I think the best part of the movie, if we're being honest, is because the first hour 20 are really just like songs. And then even worse than the songs, which are all forgettable until the last couple, it are like when they're talking, but it's like very annoying rhyme talk, which I hate. I hate that stuff.
I didn't know you hate rhyme talk.
I hate play cutesy stuff. I don't mind like theater, but I think I like maybe like drama theater better. I don't know.
Hmm.
Or comedy theater, but not like I don't hate musical theater, but this is very cringe. And anyway, I sort of liked when Mr. Mistopheles saves them and they're all like singing about how great Mr. Mistopheles is.
Yeah.
I thought that was like one of the high parts of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then you see like, you think Dame Judi Dench is dead and then she's like, she's back. You like smash cut. She's there and she's singing. It's like, I wasn't crying like when you sang the song at the beginning of this podcast, but like it was a nice moment. Well,
Dame
like,
Judi Dench gets, catnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she gets catnapped, but like in a magical way.
In a magical way. And then they're going to make her like walk the plank.
Yeah, they were very into plank walking back because this movie's probably like the play was like 30 years old. Remember, yeah. like in the Peter Pan days, everyone's walking the plank. They were very into that back. Mm-hmm.
And
you don't see a lot of planks these
days. It may be and not even people planking. That's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's old, too. That's canceled.
Yeah. And then they were going to make her walk the plank because Idris Elba is like, I want to be the Jellicle choice.
Yeah, but I think he is like a hero. He's trying to sacrifice himself because he knows that she's such a monster. She's just killing these people one by one. But yeah, he's very, and he also says he's the only candidate. Like, I don't know if you have to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a vote? It seems like it's just up to whatever old dude wants. I assume we get this in the backstory, maybe like Cats 3 or maybe the, Two Cats, Too Curious or something. Like, there's no exposition on how old dude is in charge versus, like, I don't know, Jennifer Hudson or somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they say why she's in charge? Like, she's just the oldest?
Is she a queen? Is she the queen? Or is that something else?
I don't think she's the queen because then she'd be like Queen Dude instead of Old Dude.
Hmm.
But I think she's like the sort of like the president, prime minister, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
She seems to be in charge in some capacity.
Yeah. Okay. So then she's kidnapped. And then Idris Elba is like, walk the plank or make me the Jellicle cat. And so then it's looking pretty dark. But then Mr. Mephistopheles brings her back. But we don't get to see the look on Idris Elba's face when Dame Judi Dench is magically like taken back away from him. I would have liked to have seen that his reaction.
So like we see her singing the magical Mr. Mephistopheles, and then the chorus like does it for like one more round.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We at some point, maybe there should have been like a split screen, like a smash cut to Idris Elba's face. And he's like, oh, shucks, darn it. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think that would have been good. Like, because you want to see like we don't see the villain get one upped.
Yeah. And then I didn't know why Idris Elba didn't use his magic to come back and then come take her again.
I mean, isn't that like in every like cartoon, like the bad guy fails and in theory you could just do the exact same thing again, but he doesn't.
Maybe
like, another day.
Did Mr. Mephistopheles do magic to make Idris Elba be on the plank?
It's possible. Or maybe one of his magic things was like no more magic from Idris Elba.
Oh, maybe his magic. He took Idris Elba's magic away.
Yes. He like demagicked him.
Yeah.
At least for the day or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. And then like James Corden and Rebel Wilson and Ian McKellen, like then they get into like they have like a fight on the boat and they beat up Idris Elba's guys.
James Corden. Mm-hmm. This is like a fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Have you ever met somebody who likes James Corden?
I think people used to tolerate him more, but now he's like, I don't know what exactly he did wrong.
He overexposed himself. People say he's like not the nicest guy, but I don't think he's like.
Yeah. Twitter hates him.
Twitter. Yeah, obviously. He's too corny for Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Who's Twitter's favorite late night host?
It's a good question.
Trevor Noah.
I feel like he's like almost irrelevant on Twitter. I mean, he has a lot of followers, but I feel like people.
It's
don't
not
really
Colbert. Talk about him. It's not Fallie.
It's not. I mean, Kimmel at a point was OK. I think now he's like aging a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Myers, Corden, really nobody. I don't think there's anybody who's even like remotely
is
cool.
It Seth Myers?
Yeah, Myers just by like he's the only one not in default right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be Seth Myers just by virtue of staying. Myers is smart. Like he stays very under the radar. You know, like he's not like making a lot of waves. He's not casting himself in like comedy musicals.
No, he doesn't sing.
Doesn't sing. He seems like a nice guy,
mm-hmm.
but also like a little bit boring,
mm-hmm.
but in a good way, you know?
Yeah.
Like he goes home to his wife.
I guess so.
You know,
yeah. He stays out of the tabloids. Yeah.
Stays out of the tabloids, you know, tries to, you know, does some interventions with John Mulaney. He seems like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wrote I was looking at the Chris Kattan memoir and I think he wrote the foreword.
That's gotta be probably one of the worst parts of being famous.
Yeah.
Is like, let's say I'm writing a book.
Yeah. I would write a forward for your book.
You would be
honored.
Rob, you say this now. Someone clip this, because if and when the book is written.
Right.
It's like homework. Yeah, of course, in theory, you would want it. I mean, is Sam Moore there?
Yes.
Sam, do you think you'd end up having to write the foreword for this book?
I wouldn't. I would write the foreword for your book. Now, the question is, do 100 people ask me to write the foreword for the book? Maybe it gets tedious.
I remember Simmons was like, I don't do forwards anymore, or blurbs. He doesn't do book blurbs anymore or something like
that. Yeah, he said that.
You know who the number one book blurber of all time is?
The number one book blurber of all time. Has got to be Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah's, but that's not like a blurb. It's more like Oprah's choice. There's no quote like, mm-hmm. This book was fabulous. There's nothing like that. No,
who is it's it?
Chuck Klosterman. Is always,
one of my favorites.
He's a big blurber.
Yeah.
He's like, that's his full-time job. It's just blurbing books.
Yes. And has he said no more blurbs?
You should actually get, this is serious, you should get Klosterman. He's writing a book called like the 90s or something.
Yes.
Next week, you should have him on the podcast. Talk Survivor and talk about his book.
Interesting. I tried one time. I was messaging with him about coming on the podcast.
Send him a DM right now. It's like, hey, I see you're writing a book.
Yeah,
I'll talk for a minute while you DM. I see you're writing a book.
Yeah,
want to come on? Maybe talk a little Survivor and mm-hmm. plug the book.
Okay. Well, look, I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah. Maybe is there something that we could we could do? I guess we'll only talk about the 90s, or I mean, I feel like basically the appeal about this show is like mostly we talk about the 90s.
Yeah, we could definitely, I meant RHP in general, like, and mm-hmm. but like, yeah, we could get them on Renat for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's not all we do, but I feel like, 40% of the time we're talking about.
It's a lot, yeah, there's a lot of 90s talk. Now, this show, is Cats from the 90s? It's probably.
And like the musical was.
Yeah, but I think it's from the 80s, maybe. Let's see.
I think it's in the 80s and the 90s.
Well, it's from the book T.S. Eliot from 1939.
Mm-hmm.
I would say premiered like 87. 82.
Oh, 82.
Older than me.
Yeah.
Wow. And so people said, did I say this already? That people said, like, because there's no, because there's like very few plot, there's no plot. And there's
there really is like almost no plot other than looking at new.
It's just like, here are some cats.
Yeah.
It really should be called, here are some cats.
Here are some cats. Do you like cats? I mean, I think that they really maybe felt like, hey, cats are big on the internet. People love cats. People
In
love
82,
looking at
they
cats.
Were thinking that.
No, but now it's like, hey, well, why should we make cats? It's like, okay, people love looking at cats. People love famous mm-hmm. people. Famous people as cats. We're going to be printing money.
I guess before anybody saw like a frame of the movie, why they thought it would work. I do think they miscalculated. Dogs are much more popular these days than cats.
Yeah. They should have made this, kept this the animated movie. If this was Cats by Pixar, people love it.
Well, here's the thing. I think I don't think the songs are good enough for a movie.
Oh,
because the only good songs are at the end. So like you're sort of,
mm-hmm.
you're boring people for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You think your kids would watch this movie if it was animated, but it was a musical?
I think they would watch it, but then I think they would have nightmares.
Well, if it was animated, there would be
animated.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they couldn't watch this movie now. It'd be Nightmare City.
Mm-hmm.
There'd mm-hmm. be giant cats coming to get them.
Yeah.
They'd be like, James Corden was in my dreams again last night. It would be horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they both were like, Dad, can we be the Jellicle choice? They'd be fighting over who gets to be the Jellicle choice.
Is there anything else to talk about from Cats?
Probably not.
Gumby Cat?
One of my notes was the first cat they showed looks exactly like Taron Armstrong.
The first cat looks like Taron Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I made the first cat look like Taron Armstrong.
On purpose, you think? He loves cats.
Yeah, he's a famous cat fan.
Yeah.
He probably, is smart enough to have turned down an appearance in this movie.
Smart.
He's like, my Corden's in, I'm out. And then, there's a line in the movie. The lyrics are atrocious. Like, I think we can't emphasize enough, like a baby could have written more interesting and less stupid rhymes than this. There's a line like, are you mean like a minx? Are you lean like a lynx?
Yeah,
like it's just complete. Like what? Wrong? It's just nonsense. The whole thing is terrible. I should add, this movie is much better than I thought it would be.
Okay,
I thought it would be way worse.
It's interesting to look at. I mean, I was like, it was definitely like there that the fact that there was no plot whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was just a fever dream. It was wild. But you know, there were high highs. It was just like, why? I don't know what I'm looking at.
They set the bar so low that when at the end, when there was like a story for the last 10 minutes, I was excited about it.
Yes. Okay.
You talk about a Gumby cat and it made me think.
Yep.
What is being done with the Gumby IP right now?
I think nothing.
Nothing. Do you think we could like maybe purchase like some, like the rights to Gumby? Something?
What would we do with it? Gumby and Pokey?
Like, do you think TikTok Nicole knows who Gumby is?
I think that if you saw a picture, I don't think she knows any of the sort of lore of Gumby.
I don't know the lore of Gumby, and I was like from the Gumby generation, I think.
I think Gumby generation is older.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who Gumby is? I think Gumby is like unsalvageable at this point. Like, so there's certain things that are gone, but like, you could bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Like they try and bring back like Winnie the Pooh every year or something. Yeah. It doesn't really come back, but like at least it's like somewhat in the zeitgeist.
There was a 1995 Gumby movie.
I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids have been very into 90s movies. They've been watching 90s movies like when I've been gone, they're watching 90s movies every day.
What if Eddie Murphy comes back as the voice of Gumby, reprising his SNL appearance as Gumby?
That would be a big hit. I think
maybe it's like an adult, like a movie more for grown-ups.
Not an adult movie.
No, you know what I mean. Okay. You know what I mean. Yeah, you didn't have to take it there. You didn't need to take it there. Nobody thought it was going to be Gumby XXX.
People were nervous you were going to go Gumby XXX. Yes. I just had to make sure you weren't.
Okay. Did you see the movie news this week about who's going to be in Fast and Furious X?
No. Who?
Oh, yeah. So a big new name has been added to the cast. We talked about The Rock is out.
Who's in?
You want to take some guesses?
Yes. Is it wrestling related?
It is not. Okay, let's do 20 questions. So 20 questions of who's in
the... So this is one person like who's been cast for the newest Fast and Furious.
Yeah, a big new name is in Fast and Furious.
Okay.
And following the departure of The Rock.
Are they in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No.
Are they a former professional athlete?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so.
I am not aware of their professional athletic accolades.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Have they ever been on a network? Have they ever been like one of the stars of a network sitcom?
No.
No. Are they more known for drama
than comedy? Yes.
Have they ever hosted Saturday Night Live?
I do not believe so.
Okay.
Sam, they have?
We have a fact checker.
Sam's saying yes, there is an SNL hosting.
Are they American?
Can I do a Wikipedia check?
You could do a Wikipedia check. You're the question guy.
Let's do a quick Wikipedia check on this. And according to Wikipedia, the answer is yes.
They have a long... Oh, they're American? Okay. I was thinking some of these Brits. I'm glad.
You never know. Yeah, you can watch somebody for, 12 years on your favorite show, and then you find out, like, oh, they were British? They were Australian? What?
Are they, like, very jacked?
Yes.
Very jacked. Googling jacked actors. Hold on. Is it, oh no, see, that's what I was thinking was Hemsworth, but he's not American.
I'm fact checking this. Sam Moore said that this person hosted SNL. I think they've appeared on SNL. I do not think that they've ever hosted.
Very different.
They've ever hosted SNL.
That's very different. Is it Jason Momoa?
It is.
Oh, okay. That's a good. I mean, he was on my list of jacked actors. But
okay. So that
I think that's a good choice. I think Momoa is a perfect choice.
Yes, no, it's a good choice. Okay.
He's not going to like out-act Vin Diesel, you know.
No, it looks like December 8th, 2018, we may have had Jason Momoa hosting SNL. Did anybody host SNL from Cats?
Has Dame Judi Dench ever hosted SNL?
I doubt it.
You don't think so? Corden has never hosted because you don't want to do the cross synergy there.
Yeah.
Derulo, has he ever hosted SNL?
No, I don't think so. Probably a musical guest. Jason Derulo is a host of SNL, and maybe I think he's probably like Ian McKellen, maybe.
Jason Derulo. Possible.
Yeah. So what do you think? Jason Momoa, Fast 10.
No, I think that's a great cast.
Yeah, that's good.
They nailed that one.
That was good.
And maybe we'll get Khaleesi also.
Oh.
I would like to see Khaleesi in that
one. A reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What else from Cats?
From Cats?
Every cat has three names, Akiva. Did you know this?
Yes. A cat, the movie starts.
Famously.
Hey, what's your name, cat that was abandoned in a garbage bag in Victoria? Is like, my name is Victoria. And they're like, no, a cat has three names. But, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever give her more names during the movie.
Yeah. A cat must have three different.
Like the movie should end. So the movie ends, by the way. We should say, like, she becomes a Jellicle cat. Like, that's the big ending. She becomes, not the Jellicle choice. She's on the team now.
Yeah.
She's one of the Jellicles.
Right.
But the movie should end with like, and your name is like Victoria, Homestead Thompson or something.
You know,
like there's no naming. They don't give the three names. A lot of the things that are mentioned at the beginning, it's a little bit like Lost. You're like, when are all these mysteries going to be solved?
Never.
And then they're never,
never,
solved.
Never. Yeah.
They're just adding more mysteries.
More mysteries. Yeah. Okay. So
like the forums.
Yeah. Stuff. Each cat. And then we should remember this when are we giving three names to the cat or just the human name?
That's a good question. Yeah. I think we should give, I think we should give three names to the cat because that's what, that's like what cats do. It's disrespectful.
A cat has three different names. One that the family uses daily. Then there's a more dignified name. And then there's a secret name.
Okay. So like uses daily, let's say that's Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Then dignified, what do you think that would be?
That's
like a dignified name.
Maybe like Francesca Hayward.
Okay. That's kind of a dignified name, honestly. Mm-hmm. Francesca Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
It's more dignified than Duty Dench or whatever.
be careful of the pronunciation there.
Judi Dench, like, it's that's not
you
like.
Called her Duty Dench.
Not on purpose. It's very hard to say.
I bet. If we were interviewing her and you slipped up and said Judi Dench, that her publicist would hang up the phone instantly.
You don't think this would be an in-person interview? You don't think we'd get her face-to-face?
I mean, COVID, right?
Right. You think she takes COVID seriously, Judi Dench?
I think so.
I hear she's a big Joe Rogan fan. I agree. That's an immediate click. If I accidentally call her Judi, that's it. She's out.
She's out.
No way.
Especially after we already have like come out as a team Helen Mirren.
That is true. Yeah. Well, I don't think we should lead with that. But I think adding Dame does like make you sound like she's not that great. But like you put Dame, it's like, oh, you got to respect them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah. Sir Ian McKellen. He's fine in this movie.
Yep. Okay. Akiva.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to say about Cats?
Not really.
There's not that much to talk about. It was weird. Mm-hmm. It was at points disturbing. I had a very embarrassing moment. I was watching this movie this morning and I was watching it, I was watching it in the, I was exercising. I was watching it in the garage. And then my wife walked in. She said, Are you watching Cats?
How'd she know? Other than all the cats on the screen, I guess.
I was like, I can explain.
And what do you say?
She said, and then she said, your job sucks. Why don't all the cats have British accents, Akiva?
It doesn't make any sense. They're in London. Do they
Shouldn't
like go
the cats have more British accents?
they're like, did they go through some underground?
I mean, there's layer? Dame Judi Dench is there, and James Corden is there, and Ian McKellen is there. But I feel like that for the most part,
doesn't make any sense.
Idris Elba, he's British, right?
It's a big flawed movie. Should we look at IMDb? Like, are there other goofs, you think?
Oh, let's see. Plot holes for 2019 mm-hmm. Cats. Let's
yeah. see. I assume that's the only one that they like
real forgot quick. To make. Did you think that there would be bloopers at the end of the movie?
I think they, here's the thing. Nobody involved realized that, like, if they had took themselves less seriously once they realized it sucked, it would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a better director probably would have had bloopers. So here's what I see as bloopers, okay? Goofs. When Jenny and Dots, I think that's what's her nose, like the female James
what's
Corden.
What's her nose?
Rebel Wilson.
She, like, when are you Jenny saying Rebel Dots, Wilson is the female James Corden?
Like in this movie, aren't okay. they friends?
I guess
when
so.
Jenny and Dots is showing the marching roaches to the other cats, the roaches suddenly appear on the table despite not being there in the previous shot. All right, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A few calico cats, including Mungo Jerry, are male, although the nature of chromosomes causes most calico cats to be female. Who knew that? Mm-hmm. I didn't know most calico cats are female. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before the final showdown, McCavity says to Old Dude, there are no cats left. Like, I'm the only choice to be the Jellicle choice. This is incorrect, Rob, since Rum Tum Tugger also sang a song, is never actually stolen away by him in a scene throughout the movie, dancing with everybody.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that sound like pretty big goofs, but...
yeah. There's not really a lot of articles about plot holes from the movie Cats.
Well, the whole thing is kind of one big plot.
yeah.
Yeah, it says Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber was so affected by the disaster reception of this movie that he ended up adopting a Havanese puppy and had the dog registered as a therapy pet. When asked by the airline via note asking if he really needed the dog, Lloyd responded, yes, just see what Hollywood did to my musical Cats.
Mm-hmm.
The airline sent an approval back with a note saying no doctor's report required. Yeah. One of my favorite things, I hope people know this about me, is when celebrities tell stories that are just huge lies.
Mm-hmm.
Like that the airline's like, oh, yeah, well, of course we get this joke about your bad movie. Like I do like the and also celebrities don't send emails. If you listen to celebrities tell stories on James Corden or Jimmy Fallon or podcast or whatever.
What do?
They always send notes. I've never sent a freaking note in my life. I wouldn't even know how.
Yes.
But every celebrity who tells any story says, oh, I sent this famous person a note.
So if a celebrity says I sent them a note, what does that mean? They really sent them an email?
It usually means the story's fake.
Fake story.
Yes. Listen now, like any time, listen to celebrities talk going forward. You will hear it 10 times. I sent this person a note.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is sending, you know, Tom Cruise a note or whatever.
Yeah. Do you think that any story that gets told on a talk show is ever true?
Some are true.
I think that's how Brian Williams got in trouble. I think Brian Williams was like, hey, I'm on a talk show. I got to make up a fake story.
And then
they threw the book at him and like, you're not allowed to tell fake stories. But like if he Tom Cruise, like nobody was fact checking his stories.
Yeah. Jay Leno was a big one of this. He would always come on and tell stories that were clearly lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this a true story, Cats?
I don't think it's, I think it's maybe based on a true story. I don't think it is like a true story. Well, I didn't realize this. Old Dude in the play is man.
Oh.
This is the first time Old Dude has been represented as female.
More like Old Deuteronomy.
I don't know. This movie is somehow atrocious, but also, again, like it could have been worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both Rebel Wilson and Idris Elba are allergic to cats in real life.
Oh, so you think that their costumes were not made from real cat fur?
It has to. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, it would have been at the end. Did they say it in the movie, like no cats were harmed?
They didn't. I don't think so. I don't think so. So there's not really a lot of plot holes I found. I found a lot of things where it's like, here's where they didn't do CGI on this person's hand in Cats. Seems like they forgot to do a lot of things.
I think they ran out of time.
They just ran out of time.
It's like the movie was in theaters.
Like, hey, movie theaters are closing forever in like 3 weeks. So let's just get this out.
It is true. Do you think this movie caused the novel coronavirus possibly?
In what way?
Like, I don't know. Maybe people were getting together watching this movie and then someone had it and then it was like the super.
If anything, people were staying home.
So you think
this got people, this was the first thing that got people considering to shelter in place.
So this could have saved lives. Like if more people went to the theaters opening weekend or maybe like week four,
mm-hmm.
it could have been a super spreader event. It would have been a disaster at the very beginning of COVID.
I think that's it. That's about it for cats.
The word Jellicle, you know, guess how many times it's said during the movie?
27.
Much more.
How many?
128.
Okay.
The Jellicle comes up a lot.
Okay. All right, Akiva.
Yes.
The original Rum Tum Tugger.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anything else about cats?
Not really. I've never owned a cat.
Me neither.
Have you ever had a cat?
No.
A pet cat? Me neither. I don't think I ever would. My kids really want a dog. Is that why you're getting a dog? Are your kids pushing for this dog?
Yeah, what do you think? I want a dog?
Is it too late? Can you push back? I think you should push back. Mm. I like dogs, but I think like it's a lot of... Who's going to walk the dog? From what I see, it's going to be you.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Who does everything? Like who does everything around here? Yeah.
Picking up after the dog, like mm-hmm. It's a third child.
Of course, Akiva. That mm-hmm. What do you think goes on over here? That
but there's no chance. Like, hopefully one day, Dominic or Anthony, you just need to hit on one of them. Like, will be like some successful person to take care of you in retirement.
Mm-hmm. I hope
there's no way it's going to be the dog unless it freaking becomes like Marnie the dog or something. There's no way the dog
is famous on Instagram or something.
Yeah, that is possible. But like, are you picking a dog like for its Instagram capabilities?
No, that wasn't really a consideration.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to, like, if you're not, it's hard. Those are tough streets right now to be like a famous Instagram dog.
All right.
You probably get free food for your dog.
We'll see.
If you do a good job with the account, like dog food.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Akiva, are you ready to take a break? And when we come back, boy, if you like hearing British people make music, you're going to love what we have for you right after with this break. First, you're going to hear a British pig for a split second.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to take a quick break. Then when we come back, we're going to get into the mailbag and talk about what's coming up in episode number 163. How about that, Akiva?
And we're going to name a cat.
And we'll name a cat. One name, though. The other two names, those are not for us to figure out. Okay.
Oh, only one name. Okay, fine.
We're only giving the cat one name. All right. When we come back, right after this.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So take a seat and grin, it's Rob and Uncle Keevy. On a weekly thing is to take the listeners' ideas in. Take the plunge, grab the wheel and spin. What will come up next? Well, I heard that the show The Love Off For would be Goldberg. You can tell Pete Davidson and MGK. They could beat up Kyle Chandler any day. Yeah, Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. It's Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes. Okay. Instantly, the second best song in Cats, the mailbag theme song, Akiva.
Yeah, we didn't even have to pay Taylor Swift to write it. I wonder what Taylor Swift got to be in that movie.
I don't know. She's what do you
writing
think?
Writing a song,
3 mil.
Probably about it. Got it. Can't be less.
Probably maybe more.
I mean, how many days did Taylor Swift on set for? Would be my question.
She's writing the song.
She's writing the song, but like how many days do you think she was acting? She doesn't show up until like the last, and that whole thing could have been one cut. Who knows? Like her whole song, and then you know, it's like, all right, you have 6 hours with Taylor Swift. Like she's doing a song, and then she's the bad guy, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Akiva, what are we going to name the cat first? If you're just joining us, if you skip the heads of the mailbag, we're still going to name a cat.
How dare you, first of all.
We're still going to name a cat.
By the way, call back to the beginning of the podcast. I asked TikTok Nicole if she was familiar with Gumby. She said, I do, but I don't like no Gumby lore.
Yeah, is that what she said?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much lore there is, but, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. What a great job by me.
Yeah, let's name the cat. Okay. While we're talking about cats.
All right, do we have a description of the cat? Do we have a picture of the cat?
Yeah. So I tweeted it. You could describe the cat. I tweeted a picture of the cat. I said, hey, I forgot we were supposed to name a cat today. Does anybody have a cat we can name? We got a bunch of suggestions for like mostly cats that are like sort of, you know, people like live at somebody's house.
Okay.
And so I tweeted one of the cats. I picked a cat. Can you describe the cat I picked?
Sure. Do we have a like a profile picture of the cat, or
I tweeted to help name this listener's cat.
Okay,
like my last tweet.
All right. So I know I'm saying like, do we have like a profile picture? I just have a side view. Just the one cat.
This is the only picture we okay. got.
All right. Name this cat, and we got listener suggestions.
Yeah. So this is like a gray cat.
Yeah, gray cat, like yellow eyes, handsome cat. Is this a
cat looks like it just found out that its girlfriend is cheating on it.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a weird expression on its face. Sort of like it's a little bit.
It just
like,
found its ex's its phone. It just found its phone, and it's like its girlfriend's texting the ex or something.
Right. Right. Cat, you just texted the wrong Brian.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Huh?
And
oh my God.
You ever sign your text RC like Bill Belichick signed his initials?
In
his
not
text?
Yet. Okay.
Not a bad
yeah. Cat has pointy ears, whiskers. You know, looks like healthy cat.
Healthy. Yeah. Looks like a good cat. I'd say this is above average cat.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got a million suggestions.
A million suggestions. Okay. I guess let's listen to them.
Hey, Taylor W says Hank. What do you think about the name Hank?
Hank. I don't know if this cat looks like a Hank. Cat is a boy?
I asked if the cat is a boy or a girl. I don't know. We're going to have to go with the gender neutral name.
Yeah, I think so. So Hank, I don't know.
I like the name Hank for a girl, I'll be honest. You think that's a crazy take?
I don't know any women named Hank.
You don't now, but I bet in 20 years there'll be a bunch of Hanks out there.
Maybe. Maybe the cat will be the first woman Hank.
First woman Hank, assuming it's a woman, yeah. Rachel, that's a woman's name a lot of times.
Maybe it'll be for the first boy Rachel.
No, there's probably other boy. Rachel suggests Rutherford B. Hayes, which by the way is sort of three names.
Rutherford B. Hayes. By the way, three name bracket, is that in the mix for our?
It is in the mix.
In the mix. Rutherford B. Hayes. I think Rutherford B. Hayes was like a portly guy, right?
Yeah, and this is not a fat cat.
This is not a fat. This is no James Corden cat.
I would agree.
Yeah. So Rutherford B. Hayes. Let's see. Was he the Bachelor? Let's see.
He was never the like. He died way before the series.
Yeah. To the delight of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, he carried out her husband's orders to banish wines and liquors from the White House.
Sounds lame. Guy was a freaking narc. was he the one who wasn't married, Rutherford B. Hayes?
I am not 100% sure. I think we're gonna get Bachelor.
But the presidential historians or Twitter is gonna come after us.
Yes. Okay, is it James Buchanan?
James Buchanan was he's like the worst president. What's her name? Stephanie, I think.
Stephanie Townrow.
Yeah, that's her president. I think the Rutherford B. Hayes. So he was married. Okay.
What is Rutherford B. Hayes famous for?
I think we get his like great grandkids on the podcast or something. Does he have any kids?
Yeah. Okay. That he oversaw the end of Reconstruction, began efforts that led to civil service reform, attempted to reconcile divisions left over from the Civil War. That sounds pretty good.
He was greatly saddened by his wife's death in 1889 when she died. His soul had left him.
Oh my God.
His daughter Fanny became his traveling companion.
Yeah. Okay.
He died of complications of a heart attack on January 17th,
I think that's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Rutherford B. Hayes. You got to beat Rutherford B. Hayes to become the name.
Okay. I mean, Yeah. Is there a pun that we could put in there?
I don't know.
Rutherford B.
What could the B stand for, maybe? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't tell people, but the B is like a funny name. What if B stands for butts?
Mm. What if it's Rutherford C. Hayes? The C stands for cat.
Oh, that's good. Rutherford C. Hayes. That's really good. That's really good. Rutherford C. Hayes. I like it. Let's see if anybody could beat that. I don't think anybody could beat that. Let's just see.
Okay.
Patrick V.
Okay.
Patrick V says Alf.
Alf? Okay.
Now, there's technically a three names because that's alien life
form. Alien life form. The cat does not really have the same color as Alf. I feel like if you had like a cat that was like a sort of like a light brown fur, cat doesn't really look like Alf.
Yeah. Natasha says Reginald. What do you think about Reginald for a cat?
Reginald. Well, that would be good for the more formal name.
Yes. Yeah. That is a very formal name.
Mm-hmm.
If its first name was like Sally and then it was like Reginald, and then what's the third name? It's the name your family gives you.
Mm-hmm.
The formal name.
A secret name. I don't think we're allowed to know the secret name.
We can't know the secret name. Mm-hmm. Jim Crumley says dysentery.
Dysentery. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
I name this cat dysentery.
This seems like a
Do we want name. The cat to be bullied?
No, we don't want the cat to be bullied, especially if this is an outdoor cat. No way. Kyler B. says Thurston. That's also a very formal name.
Yeah, I like Thurston.
I like Thurston
for some a bowl of milk.
That's right. That's not bad. Thurston.
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten should have a cat named Thurston.
By the way, did not like it when Sir Ian McKellen was like drinking milk out of a bowl.
No, the whole thing was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't cat drink out of the toilet also? I don't know.
I don't think cats drink out of the toilet.
Somebody just texted a pic. Like, one of the cat suggestions that people wanted us to name was drinking out of a toilet. It was uncomfortable. I don't want to see that.
Okay.
Post-show recat.
Post-show recat. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
I mean, it's a little wordy for, come here, post-show recat.
Yeah, this is from Trevor. Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine what?
The McPhee? Great, but then the gray's in because it's gray, so it's like Catherine the Great.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's like a little too much of a pun.
I mean, I do like that. I like the going in the Catherine direction. Probably wouldn't want to go with like Catherine Heigl.
No, because it could be like a drama seeking cat. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What are the famous Catherines? Do we ever do King of the Catherines?
We have never done King of the Catherines. Now, would you include all the C Catherines and the K Catherines?
Yeah, I think you have to, right?
What about Cat for short? If somebody's known as Cat,
if their Anderson. Full name is,
so we need to see some birth certificates.
Okay. Yeah, like are we including Kathy's? Like if their name is Kathy,
I think so.
Let's see.
I think there's less Kathy's than there used to be.
Okay, most famous people named Catherine. I think there's a lot of queens though. Let's see. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, that's a famous one.
Yep. Let's see. Who are the other Catherines? Catherine O'Hara.
Okay.
Hmm. Catherine Keener. Really
these are C Catherine mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Catherine Hepburn. That's a K Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Who's the most famous?
What about Kate? Would Kate's count? Because a lot of their names are Catherine too.
I think Kate's a different name.
Yeah, but I bet
Katy Perry. Are we counting her?
Is her name Catherine?
Kathy Bates.
What's Katy Perry's birth? I bet Katy's birth name isn't even anything related to Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Like Catherine. Let's see.
Catherine. Yeah, Bach?
Catherine. Do you know what Katy Perry's birth name is? Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Oh.
I don't know where the Perry came from.
What about Kathy Najimy?
It's her mother's maiden name. Yeah, Kathy Najimy?
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, is she back?
Is she back? I don't think, not really.
It's not like canceled. I just think she's like between things, maybe. I don't know.
Jacqueline
Briano says Grump. I don't love the name Grump.
Yeah.
Patricia?
Patricia?
Patricia.
Okay.
I got five suggestions from Puya. You want to hear all
Yes, yes.
We got Plinko. People want us to play Plinko. We got we got some pitches. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. I mean, it's spaghetti. Gray.
Yeah, it is true. If this was a red cat, I'd be all over it. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Okay.
I kind of like the name Cheesecake. It's cute. Mm-hmm. Saget. Is it too soon? Oh. Like, make people sad?
Sag cat?
Saget. No, just Saget, like Bob Saget.
I got it. I got it.
Hmm. And Twitch. By the way, anybody could send any name. So this might not, this could be someone faking as Puya also.
Oh, a fake Puya?
It could be fake Puya. It could be a Puya impersonator.
Are we getting catfished?
We could be getting catfished.
Okay. All right. What else?
John says squelch. That makes me uncomfortable.
No, it's not a squelch.
Not a squelch. I mean, is there a cat that you'd look at and you'd say, like, that's a squelch?
Yeah,
I know a squelch.
It would probably look like one of these cats that they find in the sewer in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Panar. That's Renat backwards, Sean Cook says.
Hmm. Okay.
Panar. Yeah, doesn't really.
Sounds French. It doesn't,
yeah, if this is a French kitty, I'm all over it. And this is, you know, William Gross says squints, but ending with a Z.
Mm-hmm. It's not really squinting.
It's not squinting. Mordecai, this is from Laura Royden. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Mordecai for a cat? Looking at the cat's vibes, it looks like a Mordecai.
I could see that. That's pretty good. I mean, do we want to go with any of the names of the cats in the movie?
I think that's two on the nose, right? Like old, a lot of people are saying old Deuteronomy.
Mephistopheles?
Then it's a whole conversation.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you must love cats. Like, well, obviously.
Goose? What do you think about Goose?
Goose the cat.
Goose the cat. Goose. What if it was like a thing over the U, like an umlaut? It was like G-U-S. Goose. I don't know. Teapot?
Teapot? I don't think so.
Emily from Iowa says Smokey.
Oh, I was going to say Emily. That's great. That's a great name.
You like the name Emily the cat? That's very basic.
I like Smokey.
I do like Smokey.
Don't Smokey and watch cats.
Mm-hmm. Theon. What do you think about Theon?
He's a great cat.
Know. Yeah, the great cat. That's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Theon's kind of a bad guy.
Tugboat. This is from Zach.
Tugboat.
Yeah.
Remember the WWE superstar Tugboat?
Yeah, I think you have to be fat to be a Tugboat, honestly.
He hung out with Earthquake. Yeah.
Yeah, Tugboat and Earthquake.
Yeah.
I think the winner here has to be Rutherford C. Hayes, and C stands for cat.
Rutherford C. Hayes.
Rutherford C. Hayes. Because the cat has three names.
Could you call it Ruth for short?
Yeah, if you want to be formal, if it's a girl cat, we could call it Ruth.
Yeah. I think it's a great conversation. Like, oh, this is my cat, Rutherford C. Hayes. And like, what does the C stand for? And I'm like, cat.
Yeah, it's great. No, that crushes it. Rutherford C. Hayes is great.
Rutherford C. Hayes. Do we need to go back to the Rutherford B. Hayes bio just to make sure?
Make sure he's not. I mean, he's a president.
Listen, Akiva.
I like the 19th century. It's fine. Because like if Rutherford, you know what, the B stands for in Rutherford B.A.'s?
I don't want to know.
Burchard.
Oh.
Burchard.
Yeah.
He served in the Union Army. Could be way worse than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Was he a one-termer or a two-termer? He announced that he would only serve one term.
That's good.
Yeah. Wow. That's a power move.
Pledge. Yeah.
Although maybe the people not want him to.
I want to be very clear. We are not in any way endorsing the 19th century presidency of Rutherford B. Hayes. Mm-hmm. In fact, to isolate ourselves from him, we are going to name the cat Rutherford C. Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
To show we're a little bit better than Rutherford Hayes.
Yeah.
But don't tweet at us and be like, Rutherford Hayes did this. Yeah, everyone in the 19th century did bad stuff.
Yeah.
We're just naming a cat.
Take it easy.
You know, but if Rutherford B. Hayes did good stuff, then you could text us.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if he has some stands out there. We probably don't want to meet them. Okay. All right. Akiva, what's our mailbag suggestions?
Okay, let's do a couple mailbag suggestions. All right, we just got an email in. Let's go to the emails instead of the form for a second. People have been emailing in. Let's go to Need a Podcast. I think last time.
Sure.
What were the better ones last time? Need a Podcast?
I don't remember.
This is from Christopher, and it's called 1 Minute Play. Dear Rob and Akiva, my idea is called Rob and Akiva's 1 Minute Play. Rob and Akiva write a 1 Minute Play that could be read on the podcast. The concept is from a class assignment in college in which we were to write a 1 Minute Play featuring something that, quote, could not realistically happen on the stage. The twist could help broaden ideas and your creativity for the play itself, as well as the theater spectrum of Vernap with a straight play as well as a musical. Main points would be, it's a minute long. Must feature something that can't be done. Has to have at least one character speaking a line. Both of you must contribute.
Okay.
This is from Chris.
So we write one. So I like the idea of like we get like a listener submitted 1 minute plays. Like it's basically, could we go through 61 minute plays? Although that might maybe 31 minute plays.
Well, let me ask you a question.
32 1 minute plays.
We're saying the word plays, but what are scenes. They? Because this is scenes. An audio. Are there multiple people speaking and acting on via audio? Is it?
I think they're two person stories? Scenes, and I think you and I read them.
We're reading them, so they're writing two person scenes, and we are playing them out.
Yeah,
I think 30 is a very high number. I think the real number should be like 4.
Yeah,
you know,
four 1 minute scenes,
or like 7. I think like people will get bored of it after a couple, unless they're amazing.
I don't know, like
it's
basically
a lot of. It's a lot.
Person
a lot.
One, person two. We go back and forth, and we just read the scenes.
Are people excited? Like, yes, it's 1 minute play week on Renap.
Sam, yes or no for 1 minute? Oh, thumbs down from Sam. Okay.
Yeah, thumbs down from Sam.
Okay.
Well, we can't even consider it then.
Okay. All right. I thought it'd be fun.
I mean, it's a it's a cute idea, but okay. What else do we have here?
You tell me.
We have crappy movie diaper. Scott says, watch the movie Rat Race.
Rat Race. Is that with Rowan Atkinson?
Yeah, that movie is good. People like that movie. Why would it be in a crappy movie diaper? It's kind of a cute movie.
Okay. Yeah, not crappy
I find
enough.
It annoying. I saw that movie in the theater. I kind of find
is
it annoying.
John Cleese in that?
Especially Rowan Atkinson. Is that Mr. Bean?
Yes. Do you like Mr. Bean?
No, I hate it.
Okay. Yeah. Stars right. From Rat Row. Well, it
John
is a
love it.
Yeah.
John Lovitz.
Yeah. It is a Whoopi movie, but let's go easy on that right now.
No, I love Whoopi. Yeah. We're not canceling Whoopi this week.
Okay. I didn't say that we were.
No, I know. But she probably needs a week off.
Yeah. Okay.
She's not suspended from her nap, though.
Mm-hmm. She could still come on.
If she's like, I need an outlet this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, I, you know.
John Lovitz is in it.
John Lovitz. Yeah.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
People really want us to play 1 versus 100. Said, what do a Zoom call?
In honor of Bob Saget.
In honor of Bob Saget.
We're going to get 100 people on a Zoom call. First
what
off,
if we do, what
can we get
100 number?
People on a Zoom call?
What if it was like 1 versus 50?
1 versus
what's
50.
What's the most we could get on Zoom or StreamYard or any of these services?
Let's see. How many people can you have on a Zoom meeting?
Teams.
I honestly don't even really remember the rules of 1 versus 100.
That's a minor. You know, we could get to that later.
Can you have on 1 versus 100? Okay. So that's the mob. How many people can you have on a Zoom, I meant to say? Okay. How many people can you have on a Zoom? All plans allow up to 100 participants in each meeting. But then we have us... And like a host. So it may be 1 versus, and then I guess like, and then
what's
maybe
the
1 versus 95.
Okay. It doesn't have a great ring.
Mm-hmm. So I think it would be basically like everybody would have to show up. Everybody would have to show up with like
creepy.
A, B, like C or D, like paper in front of them.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
We ask a question. Everybody has their camera on and like everybody lock in your answer now. And then everybody who's not holding up the correct answer, which is B, turn off your camera right now. We're watching.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's fun. I think it's worth a try. I don't love 1 versus 95. Is there a better number?
I mean, 69? What do you want?
Yeah, but I don't want to. Yeah, I mean, that is better, but like, I don't know if it,
we have to, like I don't know. We have to get the large
the
meeting
SEO of the podcast.
The large meeting add on. I don't know how much that costs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1 versus 50.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, is this that exciting? What are you excited about? That we'll have 100 people on a Zoom call?
100 people on a Zoom call. You know, it's exciting. It's 100 people to hang out with. I don't know.
It just seems like everybody have their microphone off, but I feel like audio-wise, it seems like a nightmare.
It could be a problem. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on like these corporate Zooms? They like automatically mute everybody, and then it's like.
And honestly, I don't even know if you see 100 people on the screen. I feel like it's like 9 screens. Like you have to like scroll over.
Right. You wouldn't. It wouldn't be. It would be a cool visual in theory.
Right.
And if someone has an idea for how we could do it, I'm all ears.
I also think that like if we've recorded the video, I don't think we're gonna see like 100 thumbnails of people.
Hmm. This idea is from John. Says this is called Mary's Mailbag. Like Robin Akiva, I was disappointed Mary had to leave for the mailbag. Not an upside idea, but could there be a special Mary's Mailbag where she comes on for the mailbag? Make it interesting to be set up where we talk about things, but Mary gets the final say.
A all Frail Mary mailbag.
An all Mary mailbag. An AMM.
A Frail Mailbag.
Frail Mailbag.
Hmm.
She wants to come on. You trust other people to make these decisions?
We've never done that before.
We have. We've really. It makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
We do have vetoes.
Yeah, I think it puts Mary in kind of a bad spot. Where bad like spot, if Mary greenlights something, like we know the show, we know everything the audience troll, is going to like. Yeah, everything. But what if she's like, oh no, I with think that would be a good idea. We know. And we're like, listen, Mary, like we know the Renap audience like the back of our hand. And she's like, no, I got a feeling on this. I mean, maybe she would take our advice, but maybe not.
Probably not. Charlie says, for Robin Akiva, pickups artist, he says, if you're looking for a dating coach, Albert DeStrada from Survivor South Pacific is a dating coach for the podcast and he's had Corinne and PG on as guests.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he has a dating coach podcast?
He has a dating coach podcast.
Should somebody listen to his
dating coach? In theory, he's a dating coach and maybe his podcast is about like the New Jersey Devils. You know, I don't know. But I assume it's about dating. Yes.
Why would it be about the New Jersey Devils?
Well, I'm just saying he's a dating coach with a podcast. Like I am. You know what I mean? If somebody was like if you said Liana is a scientist with a podcast, her podcast is not about. Something.
Yeah, I bet it's about poker. Let's see. It's not polite to ask with Albert DeStrada.
Okay. What's that about?
All right. So let me go on his podcast is on Audible. Let's see. Okay. Albert DeStrada is a Survivor South Pacific loser, a former college baseball washout and dating coach. He brings his lifestyle and dating expertise or lack thereof to the forefront throughout fun, lighthearted conversations and with friends every week. If you enjoy observational comedy and are looking for a good laugh, this is the show for you. At some point, he might even reveal his ethnicity.
The heck?
Okay. Well, I would love to hear some observational comedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can have him join us.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Costco lately?
Does he do a lot of that?
Yes, people say that there's a lot of that right now, but I don't know. Yeah.
Andy says Robin Akiva jackasses. Robin Akiva watches Jackass.
I would love to get a review. People should tell us if we should review.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva sounds as exciting as Lori Beth Denberg's podcast.
Robin and Keeve are jackasses. We watch a Jackass movie at the end. We pick a stunt for the movie for the other person to do when they film.
No, thank you. No way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the upside? The next idea from Daniel is Robin and Keeve make a hedge fund. And if someone made us a hedge fund, then maybe I'd do the Jackass thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a thing. Mm-hmm. Robin and Keeve try not to scream. This is from Tara.
Okay.
With the new fifth installment of Scream in theaters, it would be a good time for Akiva to watch. Akiva and you, Rob, to watch Screams 1-4, perhaps at 3X.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Akiva, the Scream movies are parodies of horror, so they shouldn't be too scary. Rob and Akiva could talk before the end
still
of the movie.
It's still a little scary.
The killers.
Yeah.
See, I have seen Screams 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, like I don't the only horror remember. I don't think I've seen 4.
No, I don't remember 4 existing.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Screams 1, 2, and 3, and I really liked them.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the idea, but if we've seen it, the 3X doesn't really work for things we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not married to it either.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that the Scream story is so epic.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think we need to. Mm-hmm. And it gets worse as it goes on, but it's not like bad enough that it's funny. Last one for today, because we got to spin the wheel and go home.
Okay.
Rob and Akiva make noise. Yeah. Rob and Akiva replicate the noise that something makes, like a helicopter or a zebra.
Rob and Akiva guessing what this noise is?
While their partner tries guessing what the object is, basically it's sound charades, they said.
Sound charades. No, I think we're fine. I think we went 0 for the week. What email was this? Retire this email address.
Actually, no name. A rare anonymous submission.
No, I'm talking about what you were looking at. The email sent into what? Need a podcast? No.
I at some point, I switched the mail.
Switched it up. Sorry. Okay. All right. So, okay. Unfortunately, nothing new. Just checking our notes from, of course.
People like Rob and Akiva get humbled. Kirsten suggested we get bullied straight on by TikTok Nicole and Goldie.
Did people like it, or did TikTok Nicole and Goldie and Kirsten like it?
Probably their crew, you know. Crew being probably like women who want us to get a comeuppance or something. Maybe some fellas too. I don't know.
Yeah. Why does that have to happen?
I don't know. Why do we need to be bullied? And on our show, if they had a show, like we come on, they should ambush us.
Imagine like we were talking about like they should be bullied.
There's a 22-year-old woman. We should have her on the podcast and bully.
And by people that we thought are our friends.
Not anymore. Now we have to watch from all sides. People are coming after the throne.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the great Renap, I don't even want to say intern because she does such a great job. Mm-hmm. She needs a title.
I'd say producer.
Amanda's a producer now.
Associate producer.
Associate producer. Associate production producer. Associate producer Amanda, who I think should be on for a mailbag, Akiva.
Yeah, we can have Amanda on.
I mean, these notes are just stellar.
Yes. Yeah, I would.
Give me a time code from last week's episode. I'll tell you what happened.
An hour 12 in.
Okay, an hour 12.
Both happening.
That was in between the talk about the broken Lana situation and Kirsten's 11th time and not staying for the mailbag.
Kirsten. Oh, the fact that Kirsten's been on the show 11 times.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay. 11th and final time. She wants to be bullied.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Podcast added to the wheel for this week include Who's My Honey? We're going to put that on the wheel this week.
No, that's not on this week. That's not. We still have a little bit to go there.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not ready this week.
Not ready. All right. Also, the 200th podcast celebration we need to work out, and the bracket ideas coming up for March include three named celebrities, TV catchphrases, TV theme songs, cities for a future meetup, podcast name ideas, waiting room wheel ideas. Now, take waiting room wheel ideas off. That's not in the podcast bracket.
Okay, fine. Take that out.
And we're not doing hottest guys in sports broadcasting. We're not doing that.
Absolutely not.
And then catchphrases.
Catchphrase. We're not doing TV theme songs. I don't know why that's in there either. Take that out, too.
Take that out. Okay. All right. Then, all right. Let's talk about what's actually on the wheel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and open up the wheel for this week. This is going to be episode number 163, not episode number 164, where Akiva's supposed to bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go bowling next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then will you have time to go bowling?
I'm going to listen for bowling. I'm going to have to make time to figure something out.
Okay. It'd probably be noisy to podcast from the bowling alley.
Well, I don't think the plan wasn't necessarily to do the podcast from the bowling alley. Maybe I'll call in, we said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you call into like a different podcast?
Well, I call in. I think we had this conversation, didn't we? Like maybe like the RHB hotline. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you always just recording something? I could just call in whatever podcast you're on.
And then you'll just like, we'll be like on Celebrity Big Brother and you'll just be like, hey, all right, Akiva is at the bowling alley.
Exactly.
Let's interrupt this live feed update.
Uh-huh.
To tell you, we're breaking news from the bowling alley.
Who I am and then like, we'll do it.
All right. Season 3, episode 7 has two spots. The coin flip, crappy movie diaper. We're not doing back-to-back crappy movies. Kids book. Guest choice. Should that be now Jellicle's choice?
It could be Jellicle's choice this week, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Robin McKee with a movie commentary on the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The Renap recap. Robin McKee, our pickup artist. The 2022 hot takeoff. The five spot. Robin McKee, our extra. Oops, all mailbag. And just like that is over?
It's over. It's over. Bye-bye. Okay.
And just like that, it's off the wheel. All right. Listener's choice. I literally just told you, match game 2 and Millennials Boot Camp.
A lot of stuff.
Okay, this is the first time in a while we didn't add anything.
Yeah, but we're fine. The wheel is stacked, and think about how stacked it's going to get in March when we just do brackets.
Okay, here we go. Episode number 163. What will it be? Mm-hmm.
Rob, you ever too busy to shower?
It's happened. Okay. Rob and Akiva write a kid's book.
Okay. Now, I know you weren't excited about this. I think it's going to be very fun.
Okay.
I'm going to make a form.
Okay.
And we're gonna get into like what it should be about.
Right,
and
then if we get listener submissions, I could see where this...
We're going to get listener submissions for things that could happen in the book.
Yeah.
And then we're going to write the book. And then someone has volunteered to publish this book for us.
Volunteered? It's gonna be a real book.
Well, I don't know if volunteer. I got to go back in the email and see. But someone is going to publish the book for us. I think this is our path to generational wealth. If we do a book that is like... has some sort of mass universal appeal, unlike the movie Cats, I think we could make some real money off of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the goal.
All right.
To retire, baby.
All right. So we are going to put out the link for a kid's book.
Yes.
And we are going to write a children's book here on the podcast.
On the podcast. Never been done. Every week we try and do something no one's ever done, like watch a bad
movie. Is it going to be about the cat, Rutherford C.A.'s?
I don't know if it's like fully about the cat, but I think we want to go
Rutherford C. Hayes.
Yeah, yes, yes. Okay, we should talk about the spelling for a second. Rutherfur.
No,
how many
Rutherfur C. Hayes.
Rutherford C. Hayes. Well, yeah. I think there should be a D at the end.
No,
Rutherford.
You get too cute.
No,
drop the D. Drop the D.
No, four R's and a D. How about that? Rutherford C. Hayes.
Are you changing the O to a U?
Rutherford C. Hayes.
I don't think you need the D.
Oh, is it Ford? Is it Rutherford? Is that how
Rutherford.
So we're just making it Ford. So let's just four R's. F-U-U-U-U-R-D. F-U-R-R-D.
Rutherford. I just don't think you need it.
Rutherford C. Hayes. All right, we'll just say it fast so it sounds like the D's in there. Mm-hmm. Rutherford C. Hayes.
Yeah. Okay. Rutherford C. Hayes.
Rutherford C. Hayes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, we're making a children's book. In the meantime, what will you be doing? As you carry the eternal flame of podcasts.
Yes. Trying to figure out the next, the NGOG recorder, but there's a good one in the queue. I guess if you haven't listened already, 32 fans, we talked a lot of football news. We talked a little bit about the Bengals Rams, but also of course about Brian Flores and Tom Brady retiring and, the Vikings possibly getting Jim Harbaugh again as coach.
So, this is like hot stove, NFL. How recently did you record in the last 12 hours?
Last night. Yeah. Recorded last night. Yeah.
Wow.
About like 2 a.m. Listen, nobody's more dedicated than me. I record a podcast at 2 a.m. I work from 1 to 1, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
wearing a mask the whole time.
Yeah.
So someone called me an essential worker. I'm not saying that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then at 2 o'clock, I record a podcast. Then I wake up accidentally at 8 a.m. and can't go back to sleep and record this podcast. Yep. And at some point in the middle, I had to freaking watch the movie Cats from 2019.
Okay. All right. Well, Akiva,
not gonna go in the shower.
Yes. Okay. Well, don't forget. Don't be too busy. Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. Akiva, great job once again. We'll be back next week to talk about the kids' book, and we'll see if anything from this week's podcast made it to the weekly wrap up this week.
Ooh, I hope so.
The best of the week. You have a suggestion?
I don't know. I'm sure it was all great.
Yeah. Sam says Sam thinks maybe something made it.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva.